Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Shoes on a Wire. My name's Madeline, and it is Fun Drive. Starting things off with Sleater-Kinney. This is What's Mine Is Yours.
Yeah.
That was Sleater Kinney with What's Mine Is Yours. And once again, you're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people at UBC. You are listening to Shoes on a Wire. My name is Madeline, and it's Fun Drive. So for Fun Drive, we are trying to raise 40 grand to keep CITR on the air, to keep our training program running, to keep our collectives running, to replace microphones, to buy a couple new chairs, maybe generally to just keep pumping out the incredible content that you have come to know and love. And we can't do it without your support. So I have a fundraising goal for my show, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. That said, I do have incredible prizes for anyone who calls in to donate. I'm going to list off the first couple. They've all been posted to all of the social medias. So if you follow me on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Shoes on a Wire, you will have already seen them. The first one I'm going to push is two tickets to Man Up's 11th anniversary show. It's happening on March 30th. If you're unaware, Man Up is the longest running drag show in Vancouver. It started as a drag king show, and now it's more of a drag thing, king, queen show. They play with gender all over the place and put on some of the wildest parties and best performances that you're going to see in the drag community in Vancouver. They have been, they were started by Pony Boy, I guess. How many years ago is 11 years ago? 2008. They were started in 2008. They lived in the Cobalt for a really long time, and now they are at the Warehouse. And so I have two pairs of tickets to their 11th anniversary show. For a minimum donation of $50, you can get a pair, or for $7 a month as a sustaining donation, I would love to send you. Your name will be on the guest list. You'll just need to get in touch. So call in 604-822-8648 to donate to Shoes on a Wire and claim some Man Up tickets. I'm going to play a track now that I saw Pony Boy perform to right after this song came out. It was a really creepy kind of zombie number. It was really wild. It was still wild. Man Up was at the Cobalt. This is St. Vincent with Mass Seduction.
Black saints and a lady playing knock off soul. A punk rock romantic slumped on the kitchen floor. Nuns in stress positions smoking marble rolls. Lolita is weeping, the bride is beautiful. My seduction. Me on.
I'll hold you like a weapon.
Mass destruction.
I don't turn up what turns me on.
With Deconstructed from their newest record called Post Earth. Feels is a band from LA that I saw open for a band that I don't even remember because Feels was so good. They're touring again. They're going to be in Vancouver pretty soon. You should keep an eye out for them. They really, really rip. So, as I said, fun drive's happening. We are trying to raise $40,000 to keep CITR weird, to keep us on the air, and to keep us up to date and producing cool media. So one of the things that's really sweet about this place is that DJs get to play whatever they want. No one is telling us what to play beyond just keeping to some basic rules around Canadian content and not too many hits. But beyond that, the shows that you hear are based on the taste of the person behind the mic, which is not the case in any other kind of radio. So I'm bringing you music that I think is worth playing, and so is everyone else, and it's why we get to support so much incredible local content. With that in mind, I'm going to talk about another prize that I have for donors who call in to donate. Again, the phone number is 604-822-8648. Thank you to those who have already called. If you would donate $40 or $7 a month as a sustaining donation, I have a pair of tickets for you, for whoever calls in, to go to Pride at Redgate on August 4th, 2019. The tickets are valued at $30 for the pair, so it's a decent deal. Pride at Redgate happened for the first time last year, and it was a great lineup, including the band that I'm about to play next, which is Maneater. Or no, sorry. Nonla played. But Maneater has one of the members of Nonla in the band, so related content. This is These Days by Maneater.
Think that I've gotten tell you that it's okay, and I can yell at you to feel this way. Tell you it might feel better if I'm not here next to you. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Throughout North America, as Giamatti's character criticizes the widely popular and hard crepe Merlot. A delicate man himself, he instead sings the praises of the vulnerable and ascetic grape Pinot Noir. And although I've cut all specific references to drinking wine from this song because none of them were really working out, I was going to go for a similar metaphor right here.
Was Paul Giamatti by Feels Fine, a band out of Toronto, and recommended to me because one of the members was someone's camp crush once upon a time. So shout out Feels Fine. Up next, I have a track from Girlwood. They put out probably my favorite record last year called Daddy. And Girlwood are this queer power punk duo out of Kentucky, who I had the privilege of interviewing over the phone, or actually over Skype at some point last year. You can listen to that in the podcast for Shoes on a Wire. They're both super hilarious and open and entertaining and sweet. So it was a real treat. It was a real treat to be able to talk to them. And again, the reason that I was able to talk to them is because CITR is super open and we are allowed to talk to bands who have tracks that are called things like Vaccines Made Me Gay and that sing about having sex with girls when you are also a girl or a non-binary person or a queer person. And this is all because we are a not-for-profit radio station and the whole point of us existing is to prioritize and air music and content created by and for underrepresented communities, one of those being the LGBTQIA community, of which I am a very proud member. So shout out to CITR for that. And we would really appreciate the support of our listeners to keep that happening. So as I've mentioned, it's Fund Drive. You can call in to donate at 604-822-8648, or you can donate online at citr.ca/donate. I have some great incentives to listeners to help you make the decision to donate. As I talked about off the top of the show, you can call in and donate $50 or $7 a month to claim 2 tickets to Man Up's 11th anniversary show. Again, longest running drag show in Vancouver, definitely worth checking out. You can also donate $40 or $7 a month to claim 2 tickets to Pride at Redgate. And finally, I have 2 Music Waste passes up for grabs, which is happening in June from the 9th to the 11th, I think. That might be wrong. It's in June. And if you donate $30 or $5 a month, you can claim a Music Waste pass. So call in. Get on it. Do the thing. We'd appreciate it. This is Girl Wood with So Cute.
I'm not afraid to die.
That's Pudding with O-D-O-P-A from Popover, which is a new little two-track EP that they put out at the very beginning of March, just a couple days ago, on March 1st. And yeah, you're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM. Gonna take a little break here, and then we'll come back and I'll tell you about a couple more prizes I've got lined up for Fund Drive donors. And I'm gonna play some more music by women and LGBTQ artists. Stay tuned, and thank you for listening.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Where should I go, Daddy? What should I say? Where should I go? Is it okay with...
CITR and Timber Concerts present Cherry Glazer, on tour to support their upcoming new release, Stuffed and Ready. See them live Friday, March 8th at the Rickshaw Theater with special guests Palehound. Tickets are available online and at Red Cat Main Street, Red Cat Hastings, and Zulu Records.
CITR and Discorder Magazine are hosting a huge Fun Drive 2019 finale. To say thank you for a week of donations and support, we're inviting you to come celebrate at the Redgate Arts Society on Friday, March 8th. There'll be performances by bands Y Choir, Milk, and BB, and the Dame Vinyl DJs. There will also be a silent auction with sick prizes donated by local businesses like Mint Records, Timber Concerts, MRG, Fortune, The Soap Dispensary, Lush, Stormcrow Tavern, even places like the Capilano Suspension Bridge. Win concert tickets, vinyl records, books, beauty packages. Help us raise $40,000 for Fun Drive 2019. Doors are at 8:30 p.m. You can get your tickets in advance at citrfundrive.brownpapertickets.com.
You're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at UBC. I'm Madeline, and it is my Fun Drive episode for Shoes on a Wire. You have been listening to Fun Drive content all week, or since last Thursday, and we're going to keep it going until March 7th at midnight, so you've got until then to call in and claim prizes. I'm going to repeat the ones that I've mentioned already so far. I've got two pairs of two tickets to Man Up's 11th anniversary show for a $50 donation or $7 a month as a sustaining donation. You can also get two tickets to Pride at Redgate happening on August 4th. For a donation of $40 or $7 a month. And if you want to claim a music waste pass, I've got two available. You can donate $30 or $5 a month. And those will be able, you'll be able to pick those up at Pre-Waste on May 4th. And finally, if you don't have a lot of money, but you would like to contribute, I will be doing tarot readings for $10 donations. So if you call in and donate $10 to Shoes on a Wire at 604-822-8648. I will do a reading for you and mail it to your house in a cute little package, and there might be some jewels involved. May or may not collage as well. We'll see. So please consider donating. It would be really great if you did. We're trying to make 40 grand to keep things running here at the station. Up next, I'm going to play a track from Lie, who are actually the first band I ever interviewed about 4 or 5 years ago. It went horribly. I didn't really understand how my recorder worked, so I was recording in out of two external microphones. They were both picking up only one was only picking up the left channel and one was only picking up the right channel, so the sound quality is horrible, and I never aired it. But the people in Lye were super gracious and patient and kind. And we ended up having kind of an interesting conversation. So I wish that it had been usable recording. And anyways, I loved them before we met and I tried to interview them. And I've loved them ever since for being just like genuine, great people. They also make some killer music. So this is Country Boys from Hounds.
For you, and we don't know how it goes, but it might work. Do you remember how it goes, Kathy?
Okay, Bikini Kill, you really had to be there. I got the opportunity to meet them, this DC-based punk foursome, before the show. I was shocked at how contradictory their words and actions were. Their supposed message of Bikini Kill's music and literature is girl love and feminism. Yet what comes across on stage is man hate and fanatic rebellion against the world and themselves. Airplay before their arrival in Hawaii. These two songs have catchy hooks and a punk edge. The crowd was slanty and out of control. finger sick, exclusively men. Beatbox is gonna be the band's favorite noise. Punk rock has got some of those elements. Really not to such an extreme. They won early evening performer expectancy. Bikini Kill are activists, not musicians. What exactly does Bikini Kill try to say? Their fans need to explore the inner world of women's consciousness, exploring sensitive issues such as rape, incest, women's subordination, and eating disorders. These young women mess in the Georgia
That's a hot dog.
Chains across your back, grabbing your crotch and reenacting deep groove over the microphone. Bend up. Wiggle your hips, hands between your legs and say, leave me alone. It was sad to see a woman so desperately confused. She said, I am sick of walking down your street. I might make you hit me. I might make you rape me. I am gushing wounds that never heals. First she spoke to feminist ideas, then elaborated on them by acting out the converse. It was too real for hearing her sarcasm. I found it tragic.
Bikini Kill with Thurston Hearts the Who on Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM. You are listening to my Fun Drive episode. Once again, if you call in to donate at 604-822-8648, I have some great prizes for you. And again, thank you to those who have already called in. Thank you to those who have donated online. Every little bit counts, and we really appreciate it. I'm going to plug these prizes one more time. So I've got two pairs of tickets to Man Up, their 11th anniversary show on March 30th for a donation of $50. I have two tickets to Pride at Redgate for a donation of $40, and I have two Music Waste passes up for grabs for a donation of $30. I also have smaller monthly donation options if the lump sum isn't accessible for you, so hopefully something will work out. And finally, for a $10 donation, I will do a tarot reading for whoever donates and write it up, make it cute, put some sparkles on it, and mail it to you. So if you decide to opt for the $10 tarot reading donation option, you need to DM Shoes on a Wire and let me know that you've done that, and I will get going on your reading and mail it to you when I find out your address. I'm going to cleanse everyone's palate here. This is a track from Yuri, who are a Montreal-based pop electronic group. This is Transparent.
I'm
On the last day of Black History Month, Solange blessed the world with a brand new record called When I Get Home. Those were two tracks from that record, Can I Hold the Mic, which was a little interlude at the top, and then Stay Flow. All right, I'm going to take a little break, and then I'm going to come back with a final pitch to all of you listeners to please donate to Fund Drive. Please support your campus community radio station. Keep us weird. Keep us playing exactly what we want to be playing and getting out into the community and doing our best to support undercovered content. Cheers, everybody.
CITR's funding drive is the week of February 28th to March 7th. Our goal is to raise $40,000 in donations. This year is really special. We are celebrating 80 years of independent, unadulterated, nonprofit radio. And we couldn't have made it this far without the support of you, our listeners. So thank you. Unlike commercial radio, we depend on you to keep growing. We spend 1 week a year asking our listeners for donations. Just one. February 28th to March 7th, donate to keep CITR weird and pleasant on the ears. You can donate online at citr.ca/donate or in person and over the phone by calling 604-UBC-UNIT.
Do you like that? Bad at sex, bad at sex. Bad at sex, bad at sex. How about that? Mondays, 5 p.m. Deliberate Noise. Nina Panini, special guest Claire. Local, new, hot, upcoming shows, toilets, friendship. Mondays at 5. CITR. Be there. Be there.
1, 2.
Be there.
Do you recognize the song playing in the background?
I know you do recognize it because you've been listening all hour and I've played an ad similar to that at the beginning of the show. And you're going to hear it again in a minute, but I meant to play a song instead. So it's the end of the show. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you so much to everyone who's contributed to Fun Drive as a whole. And thank you very much to people who have contributed to Shoes on a Wire. I love you and I appreciate you, and we couldn't do it without you. Up next is Deliberate Noise on CITR, so stay tuned for Nina Panini, special guest Claire. I know one of their prizes is hand-embroidered underwear, and yeah, it's gonna be spicy. Stay tuned. I'm going to leave you all with a track by Robin, who played last week at the Pacific Coliseum. It was a magical evening, and I've been listening to this song a lot ever since. Thank you all so much for listening, and I'll see you next week. And take care. Bye.